Chazor zeichen des Bruches des Shachar beim Yom Tov zeichen des Menachas Daf Kuf Aleph. The Gemara said that Shmuel said that the Nesachim and Menachas may be redeemed even if they have not become Tomei, as long as they have not yet become Kaddish and Kli Sharis. Shlech the Gemara of Huna b'Manoich asked, our Mishnah said that bird korbanos, wood, levina, and Kli Sharis that become Tomei are not subject to redemption because redemption was only said for animal korbanos. Now we can understand that birds can't be redeemed because they have Kaddish Saguf, but wood, levina, Kli Sharis, they don't have Kaddish Saguf, so why can't they be redeemed? Rather, we must say that since Tar, Menachas, and Nesachim can't be redeemed, these other items can't be redeemed even when they're Tamei, because they're treated as if they're Tar, because wood is not Mukshur to be Mekabel Tumah until it's cut down into size. Levoin does not become Mukshur until it's put into a Kli Sharis, and a Kli Sharis can be made Tar in a Mikveh. Based on this, our Mishnah suggests that Nesachim and Menachas could not be redeemed if they're not Tamei, which therefore contradicts Shmuel. And for the more, the Mishnah may mean that Torah items may be redeemed. The reason that wood, levoin, and clay sharis may not be redeemed is that they are not common and therefore cannot be easily replaced if they're redeemed. In fact, it makes sense to say that levoin and clay sharis are not common, but wood is easily found. And for the more, to find wood without any worms, which is the only wood that is valid from Mizbeach, is not common. Papa said, a bride said, if one makes an animal without a mum kodesh for bedek habayis, may only be redeemed for use on the mizbech. We see that even though it only has monetary kedusha, it may not be redeemed if it's tar. Papa said, had Shmuel learned this brisa, he would have retracted what he said. The Gemara says it's not true. Shmuel knew the brisa and still he did not retract his view. The reason the animals may not be redeemed is based on the reason we gave earlier. Finding animals without a mum is not common, and therefore, that's why it may not be redeemed. Zakmar Vaitrav Kahana said the Mishnah means that Menachas and Nesachim that are Tomei may be redeemed, but ones that are Torah may not. Rabbi Shaya said this as well. Others say that Rabbi Shaya said that they may be redeemed even when Torah. Rabbi Loza said that all Menachas may only be redeemed when Tomei, except for the tenth of an Eifah of a Chatas Mincha, which may be redeemed even when Torah, even if they're Torah, based on the words of Mechatas Soy and Al Chatas Soy in the Psukim. Rabbi Shaya said, I have heard that if one had a piglin tent for a mincha, according to Rav Shimon, it would not become tummy with food tumma. Rav Shimon says in the Mishnah that something that is osur b'hanot does not become tummy with food tumma, except for the case of basar b'chala, because it had a moment of fitness before they became cooked together. Rav Asi, in the name of Rav Yechon, explains that Rav Shimon darshens the pasuk of mikol ha'oichel asher ye'ochel to teach that food that can be given to goyim to eat can become tummy with food tumma, but food that cannot be given to a goy to eat because osur b'hanot is not subject to food tumma. Therefore, a mincha that was a subject of pigal intent and is therefore also ba'no, also cannot become tamei with food tuma. Fekhmar Rabbi Yochanan's reason is correct. Why does Rav Shimon say that meat cooked in milk could become tamei with food tuma? Because it had a moment of fitness. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason is that Rav Shimon holds in a braisa that meat cooked with milk is mutter ba'no. Fekhmar, the braisa means to give a second reason as to why it can become tamei with food tuma. First, it's mutter ba'no. Second, it had a moment of fitness before it became osir. Fekhmar, a braisa clearly says that Rav Shimon says that if one had pigal intent for a mincha, it's subject to food tuma. The Brice is discussing a case where the mincha had a moment of fitness before becoming kaddish, whereas Rabbi Shaya is talking about a case where it did not have a moment of fitness. Fekhmer, what's the case of a mincha that did not have a moment of fitness before becoming kaddish? It must be it was made kaddish while still attached to the ground. However, since the grain could be redeemed, it should be considered to have a moment of fitness. Now, this makes sense according to the version that says Rabbi Shaya says the Torah Menachas may not be redeemed. However, according to the version that says that it may be redeemed, since it can be redeemed, it should be considered to have had a moment of fitness. Emphatic Gemara, the fact is that it was not redeemed. And since it was not redeemed, although it could be redeemed, it's not considered to have had a moment of fitness. In fact, when we find that Rav Shimon holds in a braisa regarding a parah aduma, that something that can be redeemed is considered to have been redeemed for purposes of making it subject to futama. And for tomorrow, the case of parah aduma is very different because it stands to be redeemed in the sense that if a nice parah is found, it would be a mitzvah to redeem it and instead use a nice one. This concept does not apply to menachas, and that's why it's different. In fact, the braisa quoted earlier said that Rav Shimon says that a carbon that became possible with lino without having had a zerika done to it is not subject to food tumah. Now, there's a mitzvah to do zerika, and he could have done the zerika, and we see that it's not enough to give it the status of as if it was done, and it's still not subject to food tumah. And more, the case in the braisa is where there was not enough time left in the day to do zerika. Frankmore, this suggests that if there was enough time left in the day to have done zerika, it would be subject to food tumah. If so, when the braisa wants to give a case of where it would be subject to food tumah, why does it give the case of where it was left overnight after having done a zrika to it? Why not instead give the case where it was left overnight when there was enough time to have done a zrika to it? Gemara, that's actually what the Braisa means to say. The Braisa quoted earlier said, the Rav Shimon says that a carbon that became possible as pigel is not subject to food tumah. Now, there's a mitzvah to do the zrika properly, and he could have done the zrika properly, and we see that that is not enough to give it the status as if it was done, and it's still not subject to food tumah. And for the Gemara, the case of the Braisa is where he had the pigel intent during the shechita, in which case it never had a chance to become mutter to be eaten. In fact, Gemara, this suggests that if the pigel intent was had during the zrika, it would be subject to food tumah. If so, when the Braisa wants to give a case of where it would be subject to food tumah, why does it give the case of pigel of a mincha? Why not instead give the case of a pigel done to an animal carbon during the zrika? And for the Gemara, the Braisa wanted to give the case of a mincha to teach that even if the pigel intent was had during the kemitza, which is like the shechita of an animal carbon, it would still become subject to food tumah since it had a moment of fitness.